You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it is. And this morning we're chatting with Dr. Victor Dietrichs, who's a Senior Research Fellow in Anatomy and Medical Imaging in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland. And we're talking about Parkinson's disease, and it is World Parkinson's Day today. Kia ora, Victor. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you. I think there's a very basic place we can start with. What is Parkinson's disease? I'm sure probably everybody's heard about it, maybe knows a little bit about it, but what actually is the disease?
So Parkinson's disease is actually a combination of diseases where we see typical motor symptoms such as slowness of movement, a lack of emotion that is showing. And the typical ones are that people shake on one side of their body, but that's mostly the end stage of the disease. We now know that that is one of the things that we see when the disease has probably been raging on for 10 to 20 years in that person.
Right, so that's sort of a later stage thing. You've been doing some really interesting research into this for quite some time, and part of what we're going to talk about this morning is how coffee is potentially a useful preventative thing for Parkinson's. Tell us a wee bit about what you have been investigating and how did you kind of come across this coffee conversation?
So my core research is finding novel treatments for Parkinson's disease, but throughout my research I found that there's already a lot of things that we can do today to prevent, and when we have Parkinson's disease, to slow down the disease progression.
Right.
And coffee drinking is one of those.
That is so interesting. Now, how did you find this out?
So we know that Parkinson's disease is caused by a complex interaction of genetics and environmental factors. So the environment, so exposure to toxins such as chemicals from pesticides or inhaling metals can cause Parkinson's disease. So there's a very big component of the environment that causes it. But on the other side, there's also a very big component that we can do to slow down the disease. And so coffee has been found again and again through multiple studies that it slows down the onset of Parkinson's disease, and it stops, it prevents people from getting it.
That's so interesting. So I'm interested in part of your research is looking at things that help prevent Parkinson's, because most of the stuff we've got is looking at managing symptoms. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, we're still using mostly the same treatments that we had last century, basically. But what we can do now, and more studies have come into it, is basically living a healthy lifestyle. So we know that drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee will reduce your risk of getting Parkinson's disease. But what we know as well is that exercising, getting your heart rate up a few days a week is also really good, in addition to sleeping. Because in Parkinson's disease, we have these protein clumps that accumulate and they're toxic to the brain. And by sleeping adequately, enough sleep, we can actually clear them from the brain. So if you don't sleep enough, they stay in the brain for longer, and that basically increases our chance of getting Parkinson's.
So can people know if they're susceptible to Parkinson's? Is that something that's possible to predict?
So in about 10 to 15% of the cases, there's a clear genetic link. So you've probably heard people say, oh yeah, my father's had Parkinson or my mother had Parkinson. So there's a few people that have it. But even in those cases, it can be that some people get Parkinson's when they are 80 or 90, but some will get it at 40 or 50. So there's that big gap in when you can get it. And that's where the environment and how we live play an important role.
Well, I've got to say, I'm sure there'll be a lot of coffee drinkers very pleased to hear this news. What was the research process? What was the sort of experimentation like when you were looking into coffee being something that could be preventative and useful for Parkinson's?
So it is not the core focus of my research as yet. So I do a lot of reading into all the early effects of Parkinson's disease, and it came up there because I want to do something now already for people with Parkinson's disease.
Right.
And what we do know is that no single treatment will be a cure-all.
Mm.
It's never the case. It has to be a multi-targeted approach. And so in addition to new treatments that come out, we'll need to have lifestyle changes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise, sleeping, drinking coffee, eating healthy, they're all part of the equation.
So what's next for you in your research, Victor? What's the next thing you're looking into or focusing on?
It's combining all of these things and giving people some clear directives of what is the best approach.
Yep.
Because the majority of this research is population based.
Mm-hmm.
So it works over a population, but it might not work on a single person. So my thing is to basically go out there and say, these are the things to do. And that's the best way forward.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Victor Dietrichs, chatting with us about Parkinson's disease on World Parkinson's Day. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again some other time.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A nice day.
You too.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.